As Triggart shrugged, more spines rattled off his scrofulous body.
I don't know. Yes, I'll have all what you said. Windows, wood, stone and all that stuff.
Tura nodded.
Fair enough, friend. But first, my workers need feeding. You can't build houses on empty stomachs.
The crazed hog curled his lips scornfully.
You can fend for yourselves as far as victuals goes. Come and I'll show yous.
It was a fairly substantial island. They followed him to its tree-covered middle. Triggart pointed edibles out to them.
There's apple trees, pears, some acorns, bushes and vines with berries. Plenty of roots too. Make the most of them, then get started on my house.
Tura sat down, shaking her head.
Not today, friend. These beasts need a rest and victuals before they're fit for work. Besides, I ain't drawn up the plans for your house yet. No good trying to build without some plans, is it?
Midda, Jiddle, Jinty, even some of the little ones nodded in agreement.
No good at all.
Triggart wiped a grimy paw over his damaged eye, which was constantly leaking. Then he laughed.
Tomorrow it is, then. But let me warn you, there's some things Triggart Fraps mad. Well, that's as may be, but don't ever think I'm stupid, because I ain't, see? So, whilst you clever lot sit there planning to escape from my island, remember that.
He darted forward and snatched Diggler, looping a cord around the mouse babe's waist. He hauled him clear.
Ha-ha! Gotcha! This one's too little to work, so I'll take care of him for you. I always wanted a mousie for a pet. Now I got one, just in case you lot get any funny ideas. Eat hearty and sleep well, mate.
Kicking and wailing, Diggler was yanked off by Triggart. The young friends could do nothing about it. Midda slumped down glumly.
Well, here we are, prisoners again. But this time, we're on a pretty island in the middle of a water meadow, surrounded by vicious pike and watched over by a mad beast who's got little Diggler as a hostage. Tura, you're the brains round here. What do we do now?
The squirrel maid stared levelly at the shrew maid.
I'd say we don't start quarrelling and being nasty to one another. Let's work together. There's got to be a way out of this somehow. Any ideas?
After a moment's silence, Jiddle spoke up.
What do you mean? Ideas on how to get Diggler back, or to get off this island, or how to fix that rotten, mouldy old mad creature?
Tura shrugged.
Any of those three will do.
Young Jiddle dropped his voice to a whisper.
Let's deal with Triggart Frap first. It'll soon be night and he ain't so different from any other beast that he doesn't have to sleep.
Midda smiled.
I think you may have something there.